to answer your question. Can you have the same connection with any entity that has a candle burning? Of course you can. You are the same. You are one. And the question you ask is complicated because of the only reason you will apply a linear thought process to a conscious reality. Here we have time. We have one moment. And the most important thing for you to recognize within this is origin, is birth, is beginning, although in reality there is no beginning for your linear thought process. You have to understand origin of energy, where two is created from one. This is the strongest point of energy. And then so begins in a time illusion dilution of energy, where it becomes within that time created illusion weaker. It is the same energy, but it has less ability to change physicality as it becomes weaker, as it flows, as it branches out, as it consistently changes. So for you to understand how this works, again, it is difficult, but for you to understand how this works, you have to understand in a linear thought process origin, beginning of physicality. It is the origin where energy is at its strongest in physicality. Gold is origin. It is pure. It is the beginning. And yet, of course, there is no beginning and there is no end. But this is not physicality. Physicality is ever expanding. This is illusion. Consciousness is all there is. This is reality. And how do you explain origin? Well, it is the origin of your time-created illusion. It is the birth. It is where you put all the pieces together in a time-created illusion. It is where you create the whole of your process. And you will enter a collective time-created illusion within your chosen position. And you will enter it and you will experience what you have chosen to experience. And you did not enter the physicality you exist within, upon that physicality. You entered it at a different position. You created it at a different position and you chose to experience many, many things. Your mystics, I do not recognize this word, for it is deceiving. It is only connection to conscious awareness, but it is the word you like to use. Your mystics would use the word old soul. 'Tis not old soul, it is chosen by you at the point you created you at your origin. And you need to understand this, but your only tool to understand this will be linear, and you will never truly understand it with a linear thought process, but you can get an idea that will drive you to a different point of understanding. It is your origin. It is the point you entered, the cycles you created to experience self. And the energy within this space creates cycles. It is the origin of energy, the point where you create, the beginning of which, of course, there is no beginning, because all and everything occurs within a single moment in conscious reality. You will think on this until you know, but you will never truly know until you do not exist within a physical form, of which you do not exist within a physical form. You exist in many dimensions, many physicalities, many non-physicalities, but this is the one you chose to focus on. And you did it for a reason. You do it for a reason. And that reason is to know what you are. A natural physical form. There is not many natural physical forms in existence that are akin to your planet you have chosen, your sphere, to remember, to exist upon. Closer to source energy, to origin of the creation of energy, to origin of the creation of duality, of two. This is what you call Earth, and this is why it is of interest to many civilizations, many species in the vastness of the universe. It is the origin of creation, of physicality. That is why it is so diverse, so chaotic, so confusing for many that have collectively chosen to be here. You would say it is a tough university, a tough school to exist upon. It is the hardest and yet the most rewarding. And there is no difference between those that are birthed on your globe and you. They are ultimately the same. And of course, you are connected to them as they are connected to you. All a pure form of energy. All created from source, where one becomes two. Time is an illusion. An illusion does not mean it does not exist. But it is a creation of self. It is a creation of mind, of ego. And this is what you choose. This is what you chose within a time created illusion. No origin. No origin. And you will know self more. No source. Ultimate origin is source. This is why your earth, as you call it, is interesting to others. It is because it is the closest to source. It is origin. This is why this space is interesting to others. It is because it is origin of energy, closer to source, not diluted energy. Diluted where the candle does not burn so brightly. Natural nature. Everything within a physicality that is natural knows, feels a connection to the vastness of consciousness. You can see this in your world. You can see this within animals. They know more than you. They are not controlled by mind, by ego. The very grass that grows feels the connection. The very food you eat feels the connection. It is the purest feeling you will experience. This is why I have told you many times to experience natural, to experience nature. The closest to love in a duality you will ever go. But you are not going anywhere. In reality, you are. It is difficult for you to separate the vastness of the universe, of universes, of civilizations, of intelligence. It is difficult for you to separate this, when in reality it is one. It is the same thing. You merely need to remember the word origin. I cannot explain it to you in any other way, because there are no words other than the words you have chosen to put in the box of translation. You are changing the energy of negative to the energy of positive. You understand now the words, it is not a game. When you are consciously aware of what you are doing, instead of erratically throwing out different energies, when you are consciously aware with a linear mind of what you are doing, this is truly changing consciously changing one form of energy to another, I must remind you, neither is bad. But you choose to do this. You choose to do this because this is closer to source energy, to love, to one. Now, and only now, within a single moment, do you understand the words, "This is not a game. This is you experiencing and understanding self and understanding more source energy. It is you consciously becoming aware of what it is you are. It is you experiencing you. How wonderful it is. And it is us experiencing this emotional feeling through you, because we are you. And you will not stop. You have chosen, you choose this. Rest. Rest now. Enjoy. Enjoy this space.